Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
Anyone else feel like they're talking like this time of year and sneezing and coughing and annoying your family while you're watching TV like I'm sure I do?
Well, yeah, I know that I am because my kids tend to tell me. Luckily for those of us who live with these symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease in as little as a half an hour, by the way. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When Ron and I met, I was dating a very famous movie star. And I maybe have touched on this before on the podcast. And I am writing my book, so I'm deciding if I'm going to disclose who it is. The person was definitely not faithful to me. We were seeing each other like off and on for probably like 6 months maybe. I met Ron. I talked about it on the last episode, how I met him. But I did meet him when I was seeing someone else. And I did think he was very handsome. And he was obsessed with me from the minute he saw me, obviously. But I will say this. What happened was we had the best time together, went on the best date. Let's admit that it was the best state ever.
We've all been put here for a reason, and we all deserve acceptance.
Judging Megan with Megan Judge.
I'm a trauma survivor from a really young age, and I have been diagnosed with complex PTSD in the past few years. I've been surrounded by death and abuse much of my life. I've been dragged through the mud and have been to the point of not wanting to go on anymore. Through my interviews with other survivors, I've learned that there is a way out. From recovering to surviving and thriving, we all have the strength to come out the other side.
You are listening to Judging Megan.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to Judging Megan with your host, Megan Judge. Well, this is a great beginning to this episode. Today, ladies and gentlemen, you have my husband, Ron Melendez, also my Patreon co-host. If you are subscribing to Patreon, you can check out our love for each other and we're almost at year 22 relationship. And if you're watching this on YouTube, Ron is in the garage right now, where he does a lot of his work. So if you're looking at the back wall behind him, it is disgusting. And there's a rando painting and like smog on the wall. It's embarrassing.
This is,
I'm embarrassed
this is my
for you
COVID
that you like hold meetings in that room? Like, your clients must be like,
well,
I don't anymore.
I used to hold meetings in here when it was COVID.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't sat behind this desk in a year and a half now.
It's like the grossest thing I've ever seen. You need to
it's not bad. It's cozy down here.
Well, there's like spiders down there. He just goes down there. I don't know what
there's
he
no
does.
Spiders. There's I literally sit here and I work.
It is so gross down there. It's like a hoarder's paradise. And I see
it is a hoarder's paradise.
You're drinking like a Pinot right now. Since it is,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere, babe.
No, it is 5 o'clock. It's past 5 o'clock on a Saturday, and I am drinking a hop water. Yes, I enjoy a nice hop water. Welcome, Ronald. Nice to see you.
Thanks, Judging Megan.
Wife. Let's start with, I have some topics that I thought that, and everyone, I kind of wanted hot topics. Da, 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 da. I thought that I would like kind of do this episode too, because I've had so many heavy episodes lately. And
going to be heavy, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, probably won't. I will ask of you too, maybe after this episode, you won't leave me a nice review on Apple, but I'm always appreciative of the Apple reviews.
Maybe they can leave me a review.
Oh, God, don't do that. Although, I will say,
listen, that Ron, he really brought the show to life.
Excuse me, one of my Patreon subscribers literally was like, your husband is mean to you.
Dragging you down.
Yeah, she was like, I am so sorry that your husband is so mean to you. And I was like, thank you. Now you actually know how I feel in my life. Okay, so I'm going to start with, it's Valentine's Day. And if you go
You've got a heart on.
But I have my heart sweatshirt on. But today is what? Today's February. Let me put my goggles on.
It's February 11th.
Okay, so 11th. Valentine's is in 3 days.
3 days is going to be the most romantic day of the year.
No, it's not. Valentine's Day for a couple that has been together even from the beginning. I mean, maybe in the very beginning. I don't even remember. But we have been together in March.
We went to at least one dinner at Il Cello for Valentine's Day, like in the very first year.
That's where we got
married. And that was the only time that I caved in to the ridiculous price gouging that is Valentine's. It just doesn't make any sense. Why? Well, what's so important about that? We can't go the day after, the day before, and have a really lovely dinner. Yeah, I don't. The whole thing.
Well, let me interrupt you, because my listeners don't know where.
When you love someone as much, just every day, like we love each other, who needs Valentine's
Day? People are vomiting. Il Cielo is a beautiful restaurant in Beverly Hills, California, where Ronald and I got married. Many, many years ago. Well, we've been together for in March 22, right? Is that right?
Yes. We think so.
Okay, so 22 years we've been together. We've been married for almost 14, I think. Yes.
No.
13?
Yes.
No, that's not right.
14.
Because Sophie's turned 13.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Whoopsies. Okay. Anyways, we've been together almost 14. We have been together for many, many, many years. And I will start this little question and answer with the following. If you could look back in a crystal ball and see the joyous love and happiness that you would have today, looking at your wife right now with no makeup on and her heart sweatshirt and probably dirty hair, what would you say to yourself? Go.
Run.
See, now my listener that wrote in is going to say you're mean again.
Run far, far, far away.
You're an idiot.
If I could go back to the time when I caught you creeping around my bushes in West Hollywood, trying to peek into my windows, peek into my windows.
Okay, there's a story behind this, everyone. Just FYI, I'm not a stalker.
I should have known then what I was getting myself into. I mean, it's my fault.
Okay, when Ron and I met, I was dating a very famous movie star. And I maybe have touched on this before on the podcast. And I am writing my book, so I'm deciding if I'm going to disclose who it is. The person was definitely not faithful to me. We were seeing each other like off and on for probably like 6 months, maybe. I met Ron. I talked about it on the last episode, how I met him, but I did meet him when I was seeing someone else. And I did think he was very handsome, and he was obsessed with me from the minute he saw me, obviously. But I will say this. What happened was we had the best time together, went on the best date of, like, it was just in me. Let's admit that it was the best date ever. We went to Universal Studios.
It was a good date. You even managed to pretend that you weren't terrified of riding a subway.
And P.S. I'm terrified of riding a subway, but I pretended like I wasn't, because we all know that when you're first dating somebody, it's not the real you. It's the like representation of you. So I was terrified. I hate riding subways. I don't like being underground. I think about when I was in New York and I would see like rats under the subway. I just can't. I can't do it. I'm claustrophobic, whatever. Anyways.
I love it.
So we went
it's
on
my
this,
favorite thing we went to on do. This,
yeah. We're P.S. for why do I keep saying P.S.? It's because I'm tired. We are complete opposites. If you have never heard us talk to each other, you're hearing it now. He loves Subway. There's so many things on the list that we are opposites. So we went on this date to Universal Studios to this Mexican restaurant, and we had so much fun. And it was just like I knew. I was like I really liked him, and and then I guess he called me the next day, and I could be telling this story wrong because this was decades ago, but I somehow lost his phone number, and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And remember, this is like prehistoric, before cell phones, so we had like pagers back then. Or did we have cell phones?
We had cell phones, but they were like flip phones, basically.
Yeah, they were like embarrassing cell phones. And he left me a message, probably on my answering machine. And I somehow lost his number. I don't know how. And then I couldn't call him back, but I knew where he lived, because I'm not going to lie, I may or may not have gone back to his home. And not on, like, this would. I won't go.
This is not. You're gonna have to get. You're gonna get an E for explicit if you keep going.
I know. I'm not trying, but I did know where he lived. Put it that way, and we had gone out a couple times before this happened. So I'm gonna just say that because I need to know, clarify. But I lost his phone number, so I knew he was leaving to go to Italy for a month, and so what I did was I was like, I either will never see this guy again, because I knew him. I know him to this day, and I knew, I could already tell he wasn't.
You, everyone knows that you know me to this day.
But like, no,
they
I'm
understand
saying,
that
you
we
never,
have not. We're not estranged.
I know. Just shush. So, but I knew you weren't going to call me if you left me a message and I never.
I
called
would
you back,
literally
right?
have never called you again. Yeah.
And that's because not because you didn't like me. It was because you probably. What?
I should have shut the curtains that day.
you should have shut your Motorola flip phone and never turned around again. Anyway, long story short, this is a really long story. I went to his house like a psycho and
and was peeking in all of my windows.
No, I was not. Ron, don't make me
and
sound
so
like
what you were
lunatic.
Doing is like maybe
no,
like
I didn't.
You wanted
I
to
looked
do something.
Over this-
and I couldn't do it, and you were trying to see if I was, like, with somebody else, and then you made up the story.
Oh, maybe that's true.
That
I was
you lost
that...
my number
no,
just
I really
to cover
did.
For it.
I really did lose your phone number, so I knocked on the gate, because he had a gate in front of the house. That I was not lurking in the bushes.
To keep people just like you out.
Okay, whatever. So
Anyways, so then
I should have set the dog on you.
He probably, like, I remember he was probably like, oh my God, she's like a little bit cuckoo. But then we stayed together. And then, yeah, and the rest is history. He drove me to the airport to see the person that, remember when you drove me to the airport to see the person? After you were in Italy for a month, then we decided to commit.
I was like, yeah. Go ahead. You knock yourself out.
And then I decided, because the night that he got back from Italy, we were apart for a month, he kissed somebody in Italy, cheater, but he did write me like cute note, like little cards in the mail. Like what are
letters?
Those called? Postcards.
Like postcards.
Letters.
Yeah. People used them. That was before people just emailed each other or had Facebook.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was. It was like another lifetime, another era.
Yeah. And then we went to some Italian restaurant when you came back.
What?
Like before, I'm skipping over the story.
I don't know what, I don't even know where you're at anymore.
Because you don't ever remember anything. So I could tell you anything and you wouldn't remember. And he said, let's be exclusive. And I said, okay. And that's why the next day I was supposed to go fly on an airplane, stop saying PS, but PPS, first class. It was pretty nice. And then that's how we've been together all these years. I ended it with the other person.
Right. Because I knew, like, yeah, you could be with this or you could be mm-hmm. with one of the most famous people in the world. And
but
I knew
I will.
This was better.
I will say this. Thank God, because even though you drive me loco, I'm very lucky. And thank God. We've had lots
sure,
of ups
you
and
are.
Downs.
You are very, very, you're very,
you're
very,
very
lucky.
You're very lucky too, you idiot. Okay. So that's wow. like my little long-winded
wow.
story about our love.
Okay.
22 years.
What was
March.
The topic? What was there a topic that you had? Remember you said you had topics. Was that one of the topics?
I do. That's one of the topics, Valentine's Day. And it was a
oh,
long-winded
Valentine's
topic.
Day. I forgot
get,
how we got
to
here.
Get to
so
the
what
point,
is...
To get... We don't ever do anything on Valentine's Day, ever.
Right, because it's meaningless. We live together. We're married.
I know. And it
I don't
is
need to try anymore.
I do think it's a dumb holiday, like looking back. But I mean, I guess I don't really care about Valentine's Day. It's really more for our kids at this point. But yeah, I mean, that's all I'll say about Valentine's Day. It is
okay.
Stupid.
That was a great talk. We could have wrapped that up. It's been done.
I will tell you this. I will like flowers. If you can get me some flowers, that would be nice. Because I do
I'll
enjoy
pick
a
some
flower,
from our garden
perhaps
right here.
A diamond, some diamonds and a card. I like a handwritten card about how much you love me. I always enjoy that on Valentine's Day. Also, we got engaged on Valentine's Day. Do you know that? So it can't be that
true
stupid.
Story. That's a true story.
Okay. Okay, so next topic. What is the deal with these flying objects being shot down? I know that's so weird, like to switch, but I can't stop thinking about it.
Right,
kind of
hot topics
little...
of the day. Really, if Megan loves yeah. CNN, and so the
I
only
do.
Thing rattling around her mind is what's on CNN.
I don't just like CNN for my all, like my listeners have all kinds of backgrounds. I don't like to get political. I like CNN. I like ABC. I like MSNBC. I like a lot of different networks.
So what you're getting at is what? Is it it's a UFO? You want it to be a UFO?
No, I don't want it to be. I'm just terrified as to what
if it were if
are.
It were a legitimate like alien spacecraft, you think that they would send it all this way and then it wouldn't be able to like get away from a fighter jet?
I don't know. It's so weird that they shot down that big giant balloon that was three buses long, which was
mm-hmm.
from China.
That's a big
they
balloon.
Said it. And then they have now shot down today a Canadian, what are the Canadian air people called? I went through this with my last guest, Nathan, not understanding that they're called Mounties.
The Mounties. What are Mounties. The people that they're riding the horses? What are the
yes.
Canadian air people called?
Yeah. Good
Canadian
question.
Air Force? Air Force?
Okay, well, I'm going to look that up.
The air but Mounties?
Yeah, this But no, let's be serious. So yesterday we shot one down. Today they shot one down. What is happening?
Oh wait, the Canadians shot one down. I've been working all day. I haven't been listening to the news. What happened?
Yes,
they're shooting more stuff out of the sky.
The Canadians shot one down too. What is this? What's happening?
I don't know. One day it'll all be revealed to us, and we'll understand.
This is like riveting current events. Oh, my next topic is a good one. Girl Scouts.
The worst.
Okay. These, and not to mention the fact that these people that are like in this Girl Scout like hemisphere of moms, it is like competitive. And I don't even want to tell you how many, you know how many boxes we have to sell. But there are
too many. If it were two, it would be too many.
No, there's like spies in that, like from other troops that are driving by people's houses and saying their daughters aren't wearing sashes and like reporting them into the Girl Scout police. Like all these Karens like calling in all the time to report like these little girls. Isn't that insane?
Why?
I don't know.
Where are they not wearing sashes at the drives, the booths outside the stores? They have to wear sashes if they're selling cookies, right?
They have to be with a parent. They have to be like at a location that's approved. They can't be in like a public. You couldn't be like inside a van selling Girl Scout cookies and like soliciting strangers.
Right.
But like everybody's breaking the rules. And if you live where we live, there's something called the Strand, which is by the beach. And it's like this long path, like bike path and walk path. And I guess the day before the Girl Scouts were like, and in air quotes, allowed to start selling.
Yeah, they were ahead of the game. Kids. It was outside of the window.
Yeah, there were kids out there selling, and like the Karen Girl Scout police were like calling and reporting these little girls. I'm like, what is wrong with people? Like, seriously. Also, why do I have to sell so many cookies? Also,
it's a lot of cookies. Also, you know that there are people who sell a lot of cookies. Like, they really go for it.
I know, but we're bad. We're like the worst Girl Scout family ever. Also, why?
We just buy all the cookies, basically.
We buy all the cookies and, like, basically, like, let your office and office mates eat them. And
my office is our largest customer. They really. Listen, I sold a lot of cookies. I sold a lot of cookies this week. I mean, Ella sold a lot of cookies this week. It's in my pocket.
Money? I mean, okay.
Do you want the money? I mean,
show me the money because I don't have to like pay them all back. Anyways,
right? We will have to pay them back.
It's like a nightmare. Eventually,
it's a lot. I will say this: it's like this is a great topic because
go ahead.
The cookies is a lot. The Girl Scouts, it's got a lot of stuff going on. It's a lot of responsibility for the parents.
I love the concept.
It's great for the girls, but the parents have too much responsibility. It's
I
a big
really
pass
enjoy
for
the concept behind it. Yeah, I think that we are now in the clear for having a Girl Scout ever again. We're done with kids. I've politely explained to Ella that this is probably her last year in her sash, which, by the way, I know my listeners will probably not be surprised to hear this, but when I go to the meeting,
so pathetic.
My poor kid.
It's so sad.
Her sash has like the numbers on it, and like three of the numbers are missing. She has like two patches, like all the other kids.
How are you supposed to put the patches on? Are they iron on?
I don't know.
Because we have a bag full of patches that have never been put on.
There is an iron-on, but I was too dumb to do it. I'm not crafty, which I've announced many, many times. My friend Kendra is the like literally the craftiest person I've ever met in my life. And I think she feels sorry for me. So one time I went to her house and she ironed the patches on for me. But those are the only patches that have stayed on, and the troop number has fallen off, and there's like glue stains
because I tried to glue it. It's just embarrassing. And poor Ella, that is embarrassing. She never has her sash because we're just too embarrassed to put it on her. You know, and all the other kids have like 75 patches that are like Girl Scout, like Campfire Girl, Girl Scout, Wonder Girl. And poor Ella.
We're barely hanging on. We're barely hanging on.
We're barely hanging on in general. Right?
Sorry, everybody who's really bringing it home. We're just trying to get through the day over here at the Melendez household.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
Anyone else feel like they're talking like this time of year and sneezing and coughing and annoying your family while you're watching TV like I'm sure I do? Well, yeah, I know that I am because my kids tend to tell me.
Luckily for those of us who live with these symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat and sinus congestion and pressure with ease in as little as a half an hour, by the way. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
We're like the worst parents ever. Right? Don't you
think? We probably are bad, very, very bad parents. Yes. We do pale in comparison to most parents.
But what are you going to do? Don't look at assignments. Like when they're like, oh, this assignment is due. And like all these moms are in like the portal of like, I don't even know what it is. Yeah. School. And they're like, do you know that?
I just hope they're passing.
Blabbity blah do. And like, we just like, don't do it. We just think our kids are smart enough to know. It's really bad.
And they are usually, thank God, because we're just trying to make it through the day and you see the light just in front of your nose and you keep going. I don't know. Like, I feel like there are these super parents everywhere, right? It's not just here. But it's helpful in in the place where we live because it's very affluent. And a lot of the moms, they don't have to work, so they have time to do all this. And so God bless. I think it's amazing.
Because I do.
Well, yeah. Listen, yeah. I think that, you know.
Yeah, that was a dig, everyone.
It wasn't. It was not a dig. But if you would like to reflect.
I'm never going to be that mom. I'm never going
to
be that.
You would like to reflect.
Ever.
And think, maybe when the kids are at school and Ron's at work, I could iron on a patch.
I'm going to do some crafts. No. That's
you
not
can iron
I am.
On a
you
patch.
Married the wrong girl. I don't understand how to iron. I have never. I've ironed like two times in my life, and honestly, this is none of this is my fault. Looking back on this, my mom sent me away to boarding school. I didn't. I mean, I did my laundry in like a coin machine from a like probably 15, but like I'm not crafty. I'm not like a good homemaker. I don't know how to cook. I kind of know how to clean. I'm just awful. Like if we were in the 1960s, like nobody would have married me. I would have been by myself. Right?
Well, you would have had to go to a home economics class where you learned how to do all of these things.
I know. I'm sorry.
Maybe we could sign you up for one now.
No, because in my defense, I'm an Uber driver. I drive my kids everywhere all day long. Like once they
but
get
not,
out of school.
Not between eight, That's not between eight and three. Not between 8 and 3.
Yeah, but I'm doing things between 8 and 3. I am actually a podcaster. I'm writing a book.
I understand. My yep.
Room.
Yep.
I'm doing yep. very important things during the day. I'm also walking RBG on an hour plus long walk and listening to Jeff Lewis live
okay.
for a solid
So
over
hold on.
Hour.
We've just accounted for roughly 2 hours of your week. Wait, no, hold on. Let's say you walk them every day.
No, I walk
Let's
my
say
dogs every day.
So that's five. So 6 hours. We've accounted for 6 hours of your week. In each one of those days, there's 8 hours of free time between drop off and pickup.
I know, but I'm actually
And let's
doing
be real,
writing.
I'm dropping off most days.
No, you're maybe some days. But I'm doing stuff. I find myself so busy.
I know you're doing
all
stuff.
All the time.
So Sophie has started, she's asked how to be more organized. And so I said, well, you could time block your day. Mm-hmm. So what we should do is we should sit down and time block your day. Right? So from 8:30 to 10 is free time. It's Megan time. You can watch your news. You can drink your coffee. You can walk the dogs. Mm-hmm.
I don't watch the news from 8 to 10. I watch the news.
No, I
Let
said
me tell my listeners
it's
this.
Your time for walking the dogs and watching some news and drinking some coffee.
Okay, but not from 8 to 10. My time is from 8 to 9. Let me just tell you, from 8 to 9, I enjoy my coffee.
And then what, 9 to 10 when you're walking the dogs is dog time? It's the dog's time?
That's
not your time as well?
And Jeff. Dog time because our dogs need exercise. So I'm technically a dog walker, not paid for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to Jeff Lewis live. Then from 10 to 11,
that's
Jeff
Lewis.
Let me finish
time.
My day. That's Jeff Lewis, yep. my idol. So
are you sure you want to do this while you're recording?
Do what?
Are you positive? Think about this very carefully. You want to go through your whole day.
No, I'm not going to go through my whole day.
Maybe
I'm
we,
telling you. I'm
maybe
doing
when you post when you episode. Post this to Instagram, this episode, you can say, hey, guys, now that you've listened to the episode so you can see what I do with my time and maybe make some suggestions on how I can be more productive throughout the day.
Okay,
I think that's
we're
a good
change
that's
the
a good
subject
post for you.
Because now this is
Oh, you don't
want to
list
me.
the rest of your
no,
day?
No, because I'm annoyed by you. So, the rest of the episode will be us fighting. Okay, next topic. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio and his 19-year-old girlfriend. That is disgusting. Right? That's only
it's
like
a child.
He's 13.
She's a child.
Like, can't he just date she's a child. Little bit? It's gross. She's gorge, but it's gross. Like, it's
couldn't be less interesting. Up. No offense to the young ladies out there. I mean, they're going through their things and they're learning how to be people, but they're children.
Okay, thank God you answered Pass. This way, because I did not
no, come
spring
on.
This
Listen.
On you before, and I was like ready to vomit if you were like, she's hot and whatever. It's gross. It's
I haven't
gross.
Even seen her he because I don't pay up. Any attention. Should I Google her right now while we're online?
Yeah, you should. Yes. Yeah.
Leonardo. Right has it, this is the first time this has ever happened on because Judging she, Megan podcast. Girlfriend. There
I
it is.
Google stuff sometimes.
Images. Well.
No, it's not going to come oh. up.
She's Wait, which one pretty. Is it? Young girlfriends. This is young She's girlfriends.
A, no. Israeli young girlfriend, 19 years old. Just Google, like,
okay,
recent
no,
events.
This That's is 23, so this has got to be it. Oh, this is going to be a video. I don't want to watch a video.
No, she's 19. You don't know how to
His
Google.
His 19-year-old female friend who's technically still a teen. Well, not technically. She's literally still a teenager.
She is a teenager.
This is a poorly yeah. written article.
That's how they clickbait you. That's what it's called, by the way, clickbait. In case anyone's wondering. Oh. Okay, so while you're looking that up,
I don't know which one it is. About, yeah,
she's brunette with flat with cute. She's very cute. She has freckles. They're all cute. They're all like Victoria's Secret models. He won't go for anybody over the age I of mean, 25.
It doesn't. It doesn't sound like an interesting conversation. I'll say that. Right.
Yeah. What do you have in common?
That's why I'll say this. Why don't we say this? Like the. The reason there's so many of them and there's a parade of them is because it's not interesting. They're just with him because he's famous and talented yeah. and Hello. Rich and handsome. Yeah. God damn yeah. it. But, yeah, you know, Could've he's you. With them because they're attractive and disposable. It's just not interesting. They have no life experience. They have nothing to bring to the table.
No. I'm so glad that you like me and like older ladies. Good answer. Good answer. I'm proud of you for that one.
Well, there's a happy medium.
Oh, you're an idiot. Okay. Next thing. Next topic is, I know you didn't watch this, but I did. And it was really, really, really good. And I don't even know why
what
I'm
is
bringing
it?
This up, but it's a current
this
event.
This is, are the you
Pamela
on this, your zombie
Anderson,
show? No.
No, that's. The Last of Us. That's my next topic. Don't skip ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. The Pamela Anderson Netflix documentary is so good. You need to watch it. I know that Ron hasn't, I don't think. But like when you watch it, you realize this. She was really treated badly. Like I'm just telling my listeners,
By whom?
Go watch it.
By whom?
It's very, very good. Very, very good.
Who treated her badly? Who was she treated
badly
by?
The world treated her badly. That tape, the sex tape, was stolen out of their house. And the rumor was like they sold it and blah, blah, blah. You watch the documentary and you have a whole new perspective. And you also realize how she was treated. I mean, for taking her clothes off. That's her personal decision. But just like watching back, like all these videos, it was so disturbing. So I recommend it very highly. So that's my little pick of the week. Next topic, The Last of Us, which also Ron does not watch. Best show ever. Best show ever. Okay, now it's your turn. I'm done with all my hot topics. Did I do that?
Let me say this. Let's pivot. On the Pedro Pascal to The Mandalorian, which
I don't know what that
my
is.
my hot take on The Mandalorian is I hate it.
What is that?
I hate
what
it so much.
What is The Mandalorian?
It's
Is that a car?
Do you remember?
From Back to the Future? What is that? It's the car from yeah. Back to the Future. Yeah.
Yep. it's like a Transformer DeLorean. It's a Mandalorian. Oh wow. So The Mandalorian is a bounty hunter in the Star Wars universe, and they made a show about one, which is terrible. It's one of the biggest shows of the last couple of years, and it's terrible. How are all of these people watching this show? It is unwatchable. And now our daughter is obsessed with it, so I am forced to watch it, and it's horrible.
I have
no offense, John Favreau.
Anything.
But I love
no
your work,
offense
buddy.
In anything Star Wars related.
It's poorly written, it's poorly acted, it's poorly cast. Man, I'm never going to work in show business again. After they get a load of this episode.
For those that didn't listen to our last, or don't listen to Patreon, Ron was an actor for...
I'm officially going to be excommunicated for saying The Mandalorian is bad. But it's bad. It's not good TV.
It sounds
terrible.
Like a car. That's all I know. And I don't watch anything Star Wars related.
Yeah. So, all right. It's my turn for Hot Topics?
Yeah. Yeah. Bring it. So far, let's see. Understand what the first topic was, but go on. Let's
The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Which is the car from Back to the Future.
It's a car that travels in time and turns into a man.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. That's not
a
bad
pitch.
That's a
great idea for a script.
Could be the sequel to Back to the Future 3.
Uh-huh.
You know, just how great Turkey. How grateful should we be that we're even just here living our lives, no matter how hard it is? Listen, people have hard things in their lives, right? Everybody is struggling. That's what your whole show's about. You're struggling. Clearly, they're going to learn from this episode that you're struggling because you have a terrible husband.
Totes.
But like, you don't know when, you know, your finger could be snapped and then that's it.
Well,
right. And, you know, I wouldn't say that we are going through the best times of our lives right now. Like, we have things going on that are difficult. But we could be dead. So there you go.
Well, I what I'll say to that is it is so sad and so upsetting to watch on the coverage of it. And I try to take it in doses, but I also we live in California, so I'm constantly worried about an earthquake. And it is so true, like, you cannot take life for granted. Like, hard times are gonna happen. I say it all the time, but it's like, be appreciative, you know. I was shopping with my kids today, and our nine-year-old, I forget I'm talking to my husband, had a fit because she wanted me to go into Build-A-Bear, which she doesn't even care about. Anytime she gets one of these toys, she gets them and then it just sits, and then I give it away or it goes to Goodwill. And she had
no,
a
it
fit.
Goes into this garage that I'm sitting in.
Yeah, it's in. There's like a whole Build-A-Bear encampment in our garage. And
if anybody needs
Build-A-Bears,
barely used stuffed animals, we've got them all.
Yeah, because you can't donate them, which is another hot topic for a different time.
It's a scam. That's another scam.
It's weird. Okay, but she had this fit over, and I just sat there and I was like, you are so lucky. Like, you know, like, I would have killed for your life when I was a kid. Not like mine was, I mean, I was fortunate.
Sure.
But she...
So let's go to parenting hot topic. Do you think that maybe by saying yes to their every whim and demand for the last 9 to 13 years, you created this, you know, need to just have whatever they see in any store that they go in? Because whenever they go with me anywhere,
but then why? Okay,
they'll
so
do the same thing.
Fault.
They'll say, "Hey,
it
Dad, can I get a Build-A-Bear?" And the answer will just be, "No." Can I get this? No, no, no. You cannot have that. You do not need that. You're not going to get that. And then when they go with you, like, I see bags and boxes and things hidden in corners and under countertops to hide what has been purchased while I've been out slaving away, so that you can go out and buy things with our kids. So do you think that maybe you shouldn't have bought them everything that they ever asked for?
And not now letting me answer the question. Be quiet.
Because it doesn't happen with me. Because she knows, even when she's asking, she knows what the answer is.
Okay, I can't answer. Wow, you're a great interviewer. I cannot go backwards in time, but I do wish.
You can't go back and look in your crystal ball?
But I do. It's a weird thing for me. I just want my kids to be happy. I know I'm not crafty. I know that I'm
the
worst Girl Scout.
Let's break it down. There's a very specific reason that is a very on brand for your show. What is the reason that you felt like you had to buy them whatever they wanted?
Happy, because I think that I was
right, but they're going to be happy no matter what. So what? But why was the shopping?
I can't answer
something
that
they needed. You thought would make them happy.
That's deep into the cycle of therapy that I need to finish out. I've kind of created a monster.
I thought that was the whole point of
this
show.
We're not in a therapy session. This is you and I talking.
No, not a therapy session, but to talk about these things and to actually be real about what the answer was.
You're
not ready to do that right now. You're not ready for the left turn.
No, I mean, I can tell you that I try to make them, I just want them to be happy. And that's what it comes from. But I think I made, like, looking back, I made some mistakes.
Do you feel like maybe you equate happiness with getting
things? And I know that you were connecting that.
And then you equate getting them things with happiness and love.
Yeah, probably. I've always filled my sadness with, I love to shop and I love things and I love, it's like, you know, it's just like my way of dealing with things. And I think that I just want my girls to never feel like they're not loved. And so I maybe overcompensate in areas where I shouldn't. But yeah, this is probably a whole separate episode that would take a serious turn. But we do the best we can, don't we?
Okay, next topic. This is 40.
The movie? Oh my God.
We were just watching it the other night.
We're not done with it. We're not done with it. We only watched three. We have to finish it tonight. After we're done with this, let's talk about our hot Saturday night. Ron's going to Trader Joe's. He's going to get me some crackers. He's going to get some dinner. And then we're going to finish This is 40. It's the funniest. There's a couple movies. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Bridesmaids. I know every line. I've seen the movie 555 times. This is 40, my second favorite. I mean, they're just so freaking funny. What did you want to say about This is 40? The fact that you are the male character in the movie? Yes, you are.
In what way am I the male character? A, I'm older.
You are exactly.
This is 50 is going to have to come out for me to be the male character.
We're going to have to do that, the older version of This is 40 now because we're so old. Ella just popped in.
It's going to be, we should start working on This is 60 right now.
Oh, Ella's now just popped by. Literally, we'll be doing it. We'll be
This is a good sign. Good sign. It's time to wrap this up. Okay, this has been the last episode of Judging Megan.
Last episode of all time. But seriously, This is 40 is just so freaking funny. I love that movie. Every line, Melissa McCarthy in the movie, just so funny. Also, our kids are the same age, difference.
Melissa McCarthy's in This is 40?
You haven't gotten to that part yet. She's so funny in it.
Oh, okay.
Great. Next, is that all your topics?
That's all I've got.
If you do want more of our magical romance and relationship and hot topics, actually have a Patreon. Yeah. Or I have a Patreon and Ron is on the Patreon with me. And we talk about all things love and marriage.
I'm a recurring guest star.
Yeah, you're a recurring guest star. Going into year 22, and to end this, what's your best advice?
I'd happily give you some advice.
I don't want your dumb advice. I'm saying this for my listeners.
You know, if you just want to be a good wife, you should give your husband more massages.
Okay.
You
this
should
is getting weird again.
Just never yell.
Don't wear sweatsuits.
Just do whatever they ask you to do.
Wear Spanx all the time.
Don't wear baggy sweatsuits. I mean, Try a little bit.
Wow, I'm so happy.
Enough of a patience. That's all you
Maybe
can do.
Put a little
patience.
Blush on and some lip.
Patience. Okay. Everything will pass.
Okay. In closing, thank you everyone for listening to this. It was fun. I love you, sweetie pie. I love you, my love. The love of my life. Happy Valentine's Day. Be happy by making others happy.
Judging Megan with Megan Judge.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.